Coming to you from the Deep South, this is the Blue Collar Leadership Podcast. High impact leadership is not reserved for leaders, and it has nothing to do with your position, title, or rank. However, it does have everything to do with your character. It's time to climb to the next level and beyond, personally and professionally. Now, let's start making it happen with your host, Max Story.
Attitude sales, don't whine, shine. Thanks for listening to the Blue Collar Leadership Podcast today. Today we made it up to part 26 of 30 in this 30-part series on my book, Who's Buying You? Until you sell yourself, you won't sell much. So chapter 26 is exactly what I just shared with you, attitude sales. Subtitle, don't whine, shine. So I want to open up today with a quote from Les Brown. And if you don't know Les Brown, he's one of the top motivational speakers in the world. And I really like his older stuff. You can find out a lot about Les just searching on YouTube. I'm sure he's got podcasts and he probably got YouTube channels and all that sort of stuff. I ain't really sure. But I did a lot of training with Les. And actually, Rhea and I had the privilege of speaking with him. He invited Rhea to speak with him in 2014 in Los Angeles at a speaker training event he was doing over 2 days. And just because I was there, he invited me to speak at his event too. So that was really an awesome experience that we got to do. So I always tell people if Les Brown will make you cold call a toll booth. He'll get you fired up. So if you're ever feeling down or you need to get pumped up, you need to find some Les Brown content. All you got to do is search for it on Google or YouTube. You'll find it. So Les Brown had this to say. Refuse to complain. Complaining is just a way of not taking responsibility, justifying doing nothing, and programming yourself to fail. Complaining creates the illusion that you have done something. That's a pretty big deal right there. A lot of people think when they're complaining, they have done something. That the complaining is the something that they've done. You know, they've expressed their opinion, although they really haven't done anything. And you know, I always say the more you complain, the less you obtain. And that absolutely applies in life, but it also applies if you're a professional salesperson, which this series is about. That's, again, this book is for professional salespeople to learn how to intentionally sell with character, if they choose. Some salespeople, they don't care about selling with character. They more into manipulation than motivation. But this book's not for them. The ones who need to hear this stuff the most, usually the ones who are the least interested. But for those of you that want to get better by doing better and being better and serving your customers better, this book is absolutely for you. W. Clement Stone made the following observation. He said, there's a little difference in people, but that little difference makes a big difference. The little difference is attitude. The big difference is whether it is positive or negative. And I say, just as shiny objects get noticed, so do shiny people, especially shiny salespeople. So stay positive. But that's pretty cool what he said. The little difference is attitude, but the big difference is whether it's positive or negative. You see, that's the thing. Everybody's got an attitude, but is it positive or negative? And it's up to you. Who you choose to be, how you choose to be, that's going to determine whether your attitude is negative, positive or negative. So I've made many purchases over the years, just as I'm sure you have. And I've encountered salespeople with positive attitudes and negative attitudes, just as you have. I've chosen to do an overwhelming majority of my business with those with a positive attitude. How important is attitude in sales? It's huge. Capital H-U-G-E. Your attitude, if you're in sales, is going to determine how much repeat business you get, how many referrals you get, if you get positive word of mouth advertisement or negative word of mouth advertisement. If you hadn't noticed, every one of these chapters basically helps you in those areas. Or it hurts you. Depends on if you choose to align with that behavior or you choose to not be aligned with that behavior. Can't talk today. Anyway, imagine you have the opportunity to buy the same product from two salespeople. And actually, I got to back up. You're probably thinking, if you listen to my podcast enough, you're probably thinking, man, you can't talk any day. Hey, I'm doing the best I can do. And I'm okay with it. That's why I do this podcast. But it's also why I never listen to them. If I listened to them, I'd probably be wanting to edit these things. I'd get frustrated with all the time it's taking me, and I would never put these episodes out. So I'm all right with it. I'm going to say what I say, however I say it. When I get done, I'm going to hit publish, and about 99% of the time, I ain't ever going to listen to it. So I hope you get some value out of it. But imagine you have the opportunity to buy the same product from two salespeople. They have the same exact product at the same exact price. This does happen quite often, by the way. And they are both amazing salespeople. You can't tell the difference between them except for one thing. One has a great attitude about everything. Positive attitude. The other has a bad attitude and moans, groans, and whines about everything and everybody. You ain't even interested in politics, and they're going to talk politics just so they can be negative. You ain't interested in negative news, but they're going to talk negative news so they can be negative. That's just what they do. Negative people are aligned with negative things. And when they open their mouths, guess what they talk about? All the negative stuff that they've been dumping into their mind. And they're looking for other people who want to be negative with them. Positive people, they ain't interested. They probably ain't going to do business with you either. Unless they really don't have a lot of options. Then they'll do business with you, but they're still going to give you negative word of mouth advertisement. They're still not going to refer you, and they ain't coming back. A lot of salespeople mistake that first sale, meaning they did a good job. Sometimes people just tired of the hassle and they just make the sale, but they don't come back. But anyway, think about those two folks. One positive, one negative. Everything else is the same. Product's same, price is the same, but the attitude of the two salespeople are different. Which salesperson would you choose to do business with? And unless you have a bad attitude yourself and prefer to be around negative people, you'll obviously pick one, the one with a positive attitude. It's very easy to see the impact attitude has on your influence when you clear the other character traits out of the way and look at only the attitude. And that's the way you have to understand all these character traits. You got to say, assume everything else is the same except for this one trait is the opposite in two people. Which person would you go with? That's the only way you can see the value of aligning yourself with each character trait. Or not aligning yourself. But there's no value in that, but you can choose to do it. You have the power and the freedom to choose your response during and in spite of any situation or circumstance. You can do it. It's up to you. If you got a negative attitude, it's because you choose to have a negative attitude. If you got a positive attitude, it's because you choose to have a positive attitude. And guess what? It's the same thing with everyone else. So when you meet negative people and you wonder why they're so negative, because they want to be negative. No one can take this freedom and ability away from you, and no one can take it away from them. But who we are is our responsibility. And no one can take it away from you because you are response able, which means you are therefore responsible. You, just like me, have the freedom to choose your response in any situation. When you talk about something, you the one gets to decide what you're going to talk about. You don't want to be negative? Don't talk about negative things. If you want to be positive, Talk about positive things. And I know it's hard in this world we live in to always be positive. Even for me, it's a constant struggle because I want to stay up on current events. And every now and then I find myself sidetracking and talking about them. I don't really want to talk about them. I just want to be aware of it. I don't want to walk around in this world with my head in the clouds with all the goofiness that's going on. That's my simple word for it. That's what's going on in our world. A whole lot of goofiness. And I just want to make sure I'm aware of what's going on and I know where I need to be, where I don't need to be. And unfortunately, Rhea and I have to travel all over this country. And we go to a lot of big cities that I used to love to walk around. And these days, I don't even want to get close to them. But sometimes we had to fly right into the middle of them. So I like to stay up on the news and see what's going on out there. So a lot of that negative infects my brain when I'm trying to just be aware of what's going on. Unfortunately, that's the world we live in. But I still try not to talk about it too much. Right? I used it just now as an example. But you don't hear me on my podcast moaning, groaning, and whining about all this negative stuff. I'm here to help people have a better life at home and at work. Sure, I compare and contrast sometimes a high-impact leader with a low-impact leader. That's to help people see the difference. I don't just get on here and whine about all the terrible people in the world. I talk about how to be positive, how to develop your character, how to climb to the next level and beyond, how to be a model of what we need in this world instead of what we don't need. So I thank you for listening. I hope you share this podcast. I hope you get on the Blue Collar Leadership YouTube channel. Especially watch those real people getting real results, interviews. And I stay ahead. Rhea and I stay ahead on these interviews. We're usually about a month ahead. We've got some good ones scheduled to come out in the coming weeks. Some really, really good ones. And again, if you're getting value from our content, reach out to us. We'd love to feature you on that video series. And you may already be on my list if I know you and I just hadn't reached out to you because I got like 50-something people and we're only doing one a week. So it's going to take me a while to get to all these people. Most of the time, the ones I get to first are someone I'm interacting with for whatever reason in the moment. Because it's on my mind, I'll get it scheduled and I'll get them on the show. But it's really no rhyme or reason to who's on and when they're on. It's really just more about convenience for me and for them. So it's your responsibility to choose your response in every situation, just like it is for me. You can't transfer this responsibility to someone else. Neither can I. What this means is you, not someone else, me, not someone else, is responsible for my attitude, which also means you are responsible for your attitude. Not your boss, not the weather, not the last buyer, not the next buyer, not the traffic, not your spouse, not your kids, not your pay, not your job, you. You choose who you're going to be every day in every moment. If the truth hurts, it probably should. If you think what I'm telling you ain't the truth, you might need to do some more reading and studying because you don't know what you don't know. We are all responsible for who we are, and we can choose to be any way in any situation. I mean, you can validate it. You've been in places before when something bad happens, and it happens to multiple people at the same time. But they don't all respond the same way. Why? Because it's a choice. You've seen people who maybe have dealt with a death of someone close to them deal with it completely different ways. A death of a close friend or family member is tough. But people still deal with it in different ways because people make different choices. Someone may lose a job. You might see 50 people get laid off from a job in a company at the same time. They all got laid off. They all lost their job. But how they respond to that is different based on the choices that people make. Some people make some really bad choices. Some people make some really good choices. Some people had prepared for something like that. Some people had not. We are responsible. All right, but we're talking about our attitude. But again, the choices we make determine our attitude. So amateur salespeople are sometimes positive toward the buyer, but make the mistake of being negative toward members of their own team or their own company. The reason I refer to them as amateurs is because true sales pros are always positive toward everyone. So salespeople who badmouth others, no matter who those others are creating distrust and making withdrawals with anyone who hears them. Bad attitudes are like open windows, allowing the buyer to peer into the character of the salesperson. Who you are sometimes matters all the time. See, if you're being positive with the customer, but then you badmouth your support team, customer service, or those providing the services or producing the products, well, you're just teaching the customer that pretty good chance when the customer ain't around, you're going to badmouth them too. Because you're teaching them through your example that you're the kind of salesperson who will talk about people behind their back. So often during the sales process, things don't go as planned. And I'm sure you are well aware of that. When things don't go as planned, that's the perfect opportunity to leverage a positive attitude by shining instead of whining. When things go bad, if you're the kind of salesperson who shines, that's a positive attitude. If you're the kind of salesperson who whines, that's a negative attitude, in case you missed that. So I'm reminded here of the words of Bob Butera, I think the way you say his name, I'm not sure, Butera. But I got a quote from him in my book. It says, "What distinguishes winners from losers is that winners concentrate at all times on what they can do, not what they can't do." That's why it's in my book, not because of his last name. I'm just giving him credit. I don't know how to pronounce a lot of people's name that I give credit to, but I'm still giving them credit. Even though I might butcher up their name sometime, it's going to be all right. So this doesn't mean you pretend the problem doesn't exist, but it does mean you choose to have a positive attitude with the buyer, regardless of what is or isn't going right. You want to be a professional salesperson, you got to hone that skill of having a positive attitude no matter what. Again, doesn't mean you don't acknowledge it. Doesn't mean you don't care. It just means you're going to shine and you're not going to whine. Attitude is a choice. The only person who could change your attitude is you. This applies at home and at work, like I've been telling you throughout this series. This series is intended to help professional salespeople sell themselves so they can sell more products and services. But if you're listening to this and you're not in sales, this series is still full of nuggets going to help you in life. The reason all my books are for everybody, even though I have an intended audience, is because they're filled with principles. And these principles apply to everybody, everywhere. The context may be slightly different. So sales guru Jeffrey Gittimer, if you're in professional sales and don't know Jeffrey Gittimer, you need to do some research. He's got lots of books, lots of things to help you sell at a higher level. He said this about attitude. Attitude allows you to see the possibilities when opportunity strikes, because it often shows up in the form of adversity. That's good stuff right there. That's really, really good. Attitude allows you to see the possibilities when opportunity strikes, because it often shows up in the form of adversity. So Jeffrey's telling you to leverage your attitude during adversity. That can become a competitive advantage for you in the moment. Instead of getting bent out of shape and making withdrawals with the buyer and the members of your support team when things aren't going your way, be mentally strong. Choose a positive attitude You're going to think much better when you have a positive attitude than when you have a negative attitude. You let that negative attitude take over, you're gonna produce some adrenaline and some other stuff in your body that's going to get you bent out of shape. You ain't going to be able to think straight. Could snowball into a big mess. You may have seen it happen. You may have been on one side or the other of that in the past. But find a way to make deposits into the emotional trust account of everyone, not just your customers, but definitely your customers. But everyone, find a way to be positive when others are being negative and when others expect you to be negative. Often your attitude will influence the buyer's attitude. You've probably seen this before. When a salesperson gets negative, guess who else gets negative? The customer. Sometimes when the customer gets negative, guess who else gets negative? The salesperson. Both of them have the freedom to choose their attitude, but the one you need to worry about most is you. Whichever one you are, whether you're buying or selling in a situation, choose a positive attitude. So I've witnessed buyers get upset only because the seller was upset. Your attitude is contagious. You have 100% control and influence over yourself. You may not be able to prevent someone else's bad attitude, but you absolutely can prevent your own bad attitude. So when it comes to character-based relationships and building trust, you must make deposits. And we're talking about into the emotional trust account of others and consistently get things right. Do the right things at the right time, in the right way, for the right reasons, with the right attitude. You could get all of it, all the other part right, but leave off the right attitude part and you could lose a sale. Or you could damage the relationship, even if it ain't a sale. Either way, it only takes falling short in one area to make a withdrawal into the emotional trust account of others. So let's talk about the seller beware points at the end of each chapter. There are three of them. Seller beware point number one, whiners make withdrawals, shiners make deposits. Seller beware point number two, your attitude will make you or break you. Attitude sells. Seller beware point number three, your attitude before and during the sale may be the determining factor related to you getting the sale. So if you're enjoying this series, I've got a lot of other series already released. They're hard to go through and find because my podcast got nearly 400 episodes. But I'm reminding you, if you go to youtube.com/@bluecollarleadership, go to the YouTube channel, check out the playlist menu, and you'll see all the series I've done are listed under a playlist by the title of that book. And then right there, you can listen to all the audio related podcasts. So I did that to make it easy for you. This one is there. Every time I add release a new episode, I go in there and add it to that playlist. But all the other ones are already there. I forget how many, but there's quite a few. So be sure you go check that out. Like and subscribe, share it with your friends and family or on your social media. Let other people know about it. It's free. I ain't trying to sell you nothing. Just trying to get you to share this stuff out with the world so that me and you can help people together. All right. Hope you got value from this episode. Talk to you next time.
Make it happen or someone else will. It might as well be you. Are you serious about taking your career and your life to the next level and beyond? Check out Max Story's Blue Collar Leadership Series books and others, now available on audio, along with paperback and ebooks at Amazon, iTunes, and Audible. Please visit bluecollarleadership.com to learn about Max's books, programs, special offers, certifications, and more. Thank you for listening to the Blue Collar Leadership Podcast.